This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. This morning we have two guests on the air as part of the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Jessica Currier, Director of Rehabilitation Services at FHN. Hey, Jessica, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. Hello, Scott.
And Alan Yvonne, the Director of the FHN Foundation. Hey, Al, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us here today. The topic is pediatric rehabilitation at FHN. There's a fundraiser in support of the program coming up. And Jessica, first to you. We're here to talk about the pediatric therapy at FHN. What is all involved in the pediatric therapy at FHN?
Currently, we provide both speech therapy and occupational therapy services to children from birth to 17 years of age. Our services are provided on the first floor of the FHN Memorial Hospital, and we have a large pediatric gym and some treatment rooms. And together, our pediatric care team offers 30 years of combined experience. A mainstay of pediatric rehab would be the inclusion of play-based child-led therapy. This allows a child to have some autonomy in their therapy, and the therapist will skillfully engage the child in therapeutic play, incorporating activities, toys, and games that are tailored to work on strategies and techniques to improve their specific areas of need. Pediatric therapists strive to make every session feel like play while working hard at the same time and having fun in the process. We are really excited that we have recently been able to expand our speech therapy services with the addition of two new speech-language pathologists, and they are both accepting new adult and pediatric patients at this time.
Jessica, describe what happens with the speech and language pathology at the pediatric realm.
Our therapist will conduct a thorough evaluation and screening of the child using standardized age-appropriate tests, and that'll determine areas in which a child may not be meeting age-appropriate milestones or is showing some sort of deficits. Areas they would look at would include speech, receptive or expressive language, feeding, and swallowing. Parental input is key, as they want to know what areas of concern a parent might have. And a lesser known area that our speech therapy team is involved with is they're very active in our FHN breastfeeding task force, and they could actually work on infant feeding issues surrounding inability to suck or latch for adequate nutrition. And to break down some of those items I mentioned a bit further, areas of speech focus would include improving speech impairments such as stuttering, voice disorders, poor articulation of words, or even a lack of speech. And then they can work on receptive language skills, which involve the processes of taking in information and understanding that information. These are the skills that are required to follow directions. Lastly, the speech therapist can work with a child on expressive language skills, which involve the production of sounds and words to be able to outwardly communicate and express themselves.
Jessica, tell us what children can benefit from this type of therapy.
Children with any type of speech impairment, feeding or swallowing issues will benefit, and those with developmental delays, behavior issues, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, or other congenital and neurological issues can also benefit from pediatric therapy.
And tell us how a parent can know if their child would benefit as a candidate for this therapy.
Well, you would look for any deficits in major motor milestones. A parent should look for feeding or swallowing issues as well, such as an inability to eat age-appropriate foods. They might have problems articulating sounds or using words, phrases, or sentences at an age-appropriate level. Stuttering, as I mentioned before, and difficulty organizing information or understanding that information to be able to follow directions. And then there's difficulty with focus, concentration, or regulating behaviors that should also be watched for. If you were to note any of these things or simply have questions, I would recommend that you talk to your pediatrician or seek a pediatric screening. That'll help identify any of those developmental areas that may be lagging. And all children do develop differently, so one or two areas that are lagging behind are quite normal. And just to note, if someone was born premature, they will automatically be a little bit behind. So if you're noting any of those developmental delays in multiple areas or major milestones that aren't being achieved, you should make sure to discuss these things with your pediatrician and ask about a referral for pediatric therapy screening. A screening will definitely either put a parent's mind at ease or get the ball rolling to address deficit areas and start your child on the road to making progress.
We're talking with Jessica Currier, Director of Rehabilitation Services at FHN on the FHN Dialing Doc Program. Jessica, are these types of therapy typically covered by insurance?
Usually they are. However, I have to say that all insurances vary in coverage and offered benefits, so it would really be best to have that checked in advance, and that's actually something we do as a courtesy prior to your child's first visit.
Before we talk with Al, I know that you're currently planning to remodel the pediatric therapy room at FHN. Tell us about that.
Yes, I mentioned we've expanded our speech therapy team, so we are now in need of additional private treatment rooms. And we continue to raise money to create two new private treatment rooms that will have an attached observation room where a parent or guardian can sit and observe and hear what's going on during that entire treatment session. This is important because it allows the therapist to have independent, focused time with the child without any distraction, while still allowing the parent or guardian to observe and learn the treatment tactics that are being used and the exercises that are being trialed, and that can allow them to carry these things over in the home. Other plans that we have include adding lots of storage for our large pieces of equipment, all of our toys and games, and that promotes a more child-focused treatment environment without the added distractions of all those things and items sitting out. And then we also would like to get new furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor to update our space and make it more family-friendly.
All right, let's move over to Al Ivan, director of the FHN Foundation. And Al, I know that you have an upcoming event that you're going to be raising funds for to improve the pediatric therapy room. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Our event is Striking Success for Children. It is on May 1st, 2025 at the Four Seasons Bowling Center in Freeport. It is a bowling event, and the whole goal of the event is to raise money for the pediatric therapy program, whether that's going to be helping them purchase new equipment, renovate the room. You know, one of the things Jessica talked about, the increase in her team, the number of staff members that are serving children. But part of the reason for that increase is because her team actually saw a 125% increase in the number of children who are coming through and needing pediatric therapy services. And our goal is to make sure that we provide all of these children and all of the families the best care and the best experience possible. And so when you have expansion in the number of patients you're seeing, it's really important to upgrade your facility, to upgrade the equipment that's there. And the bowling event is a very fun way where people can help raise funds and make a difference for the children and family being served.
Al, tell us if it's a bowling event, but if you aren't interested in bowling, can you still donate and give us how folks can help even if they don't want to bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, for those who do want to bowl, they can join a team. We have teams of six that can bowl, or you can register yourself as an individual. But if you don't want to bowl, you can certainly support, sponsor one of the bowlers or one of the bowling teams. You could make a general donation to pediatric therapy, or we do have different items that we have a silent auction for, and people can donate silent auction baskets as well. And the best way to do that is for them to go to FHN.org and click on the donate button, and when they go to give now, there's a drop-down menu that'll come up, and they can directly select the Striking Success for Children and Benefiting Pediatric Therapy to make a gift toward that.
All right. Sounds good. Again, one more time. How can is there a deadline? And then how can people find out more to register for the event?
Sure. The deadline for early registration for bowlers and teams is on April 17th, 2025. After that, we will hold late registration, but the cost goes up a little bit for that. And we'll be having people register probably right up until the event starts on May 1st. To learn more, if they just go to FHN.org and look up Striking Success for Children, or in fact, just go to FHN.org/striking-for-success-for-children. They can go right to the website and learn more details about it, or contact the FHN Foundation office at 815-599-7213.
All right, that's Al Ivan, director of FHN Foundation, together with Jessica Currier, director of rehabilitation services at FHN. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.